The statements are found. We find it. In Vedic literature, not so much here.
You also mentioned that Balaram, he appeared as Nityananda so he could taste the mellow of Krishna.
Mm.
But was he, as Balaram, he also is a servant of Krishna?
Yes, yes.
So does he not taste Krishna as Balaram?
Yes, as Balaram, as Nityananda, as Lakshman.
Both, yeah?
Yes. Sometimes elder, sometimes younger. As Lakshman, he is younger.
As?
Lakshman.
Lakshman, yeah.
He is younger. Younger brother, as Balaram, elder brother.
Gurudev, may I ask a question in relation to that?
Yeah.
Also, in yesterday and today, you were mentioning how the by the different devotees, they also consider themselves servant of Krishna. How even Krishna's parents consider themselves servant of Krishna, even though they think he's their son and they don't realize he's God.
God.
No, they don't think he's God, they think he's the son. So how is it if they think that he's their son, do they consider they're serving him?
Yes, other serves the son. Well, other takes all sorts of care, isn't it? Takes care of his son, their service.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I quoted. From saying the Tamil and Srimad Bhagavatam. Their service.
I'm not sure, Maharaj. I don't know yet, but possibly 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Anything from 5 weeks or...
Yes. One should stay. Association is the most important thing.
I have to go back to England. Towards the end of December, I have to go back to England, so...
All right, you stay here. Stay. As long as you can.
As long as I can, yeah?
Mm. Okay. That will be beneficial to you. For your spiritual advancement.
Maharaj, could you tell me a little about Bhakti Unmukti Sukriti?
Yes.
You mentioned this in your tapes I've heard, but I don't know very much about this.
Bhakti Unmukti Sukriti, there are three types of Sukriti. Karmanmukhi Sukriti, Jnanamukhi Sukriti, Bhakti Unmukti Sukriti. You understand?
Yeah.
Karmanmukhi Sukriti means those who are like fruitive actors, workers. They do auspicious work, pious work. That is Karmanmukhi Sukriti. Thereby they earn. As a result, they are elevated to heavenly planets. Hmm. You understand?
Yes.
They are elevated to heavenly planets. And they are born as demigods. And so they get enough enjoyment there. There is enough enjoyment. Very long duration of life and enough enjoyment. Great deal of enjoyment. Demigods' life. So those who have earned that karma mukhi sukruti, they are there. You understand? That's the result of karma mukhi sukruti. Then Jnananmukhi Sukruti means those who are Brahmavadis, you understand, want to merge into Brahman, Brahman effulgence. They have earned this Jnananmukhi Sukruti. But this Bhaktinmukhi Sukruti is the best type of Sukruti, you understand?
Yes.
That is earned through the association of sadhus. Bhaktas, devotees, Vaishnavas. Thereby, if someone has earned that sukriti, he is naturally attracted towards the association of sadhus, Vaishnavas, and becomes a sadhu and Vaishnava. That is the best type of sukriti.
the result of bhakti, sukriti, is association with sadhu. That's the result.
Result. And he becomes sadhu. And by association with sadhu, he becomes sadhu. Isn't it? How can one become sadhu or bhakta? Only by association of sadhus, Vaishnavas. Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangyena parijayate. That Bhagavata says. Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangyena parijayate. Only by the association of bhakta, devotees, one can achieve this bhakti, devotion, to come to this path. Otherwise not possible. You understand? So this is the best type of sukriti. Bhakti in Mukhi Sukriti.
There's different types of this sukriti, or it's just hearing, that's the only type, or is there other bhakti sukriti?
Hearing is the... We have nine types, Navadha Bhakti, Sravanam, Ketanam, Smaranam, Vandanam. The Smaranam is the first type. And the best type, most potential, is Sravanam, hearing.
Those nine processes, they're bhakti or bhakti sukriti?
No, bhakti. Nine types of devotional service. Bhakti. Nine, what you say? Anga?
Yes,
Anga. Bhakti anga?
Limbs.
Yeah. Nine limbs. You understand?
Yeah.
Navadha bhakti. That's the Lord Maharaj said that. And Sravanam is the most important one, number one and most important.
When we're serving in this society, this ISKCON society, we're mainly performing bhakti sukriti, or is it bhakti?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It's sukriti. Mainly, sukriti. I say, sukriti is the most important, natural attraction. And another thing is there. If someone has no sukriti, you understand? He cannot be naturally attracted. But if he gets the mercy of a sadhu, God's mercy, the Vaishnava, he will be attracted. And most of you have got that thing in mercy of Srila Prabhupada. The pure Vaishnava. That is Kripa.
He's given us that sukriti. He's given that?
He has given that sukriti. You have no sukriti? Take this. Vaishnava gives opportunity. Understand? Vaishnava gives that opportunity. You understand? Vaishnava is so merciful. He's more merciful than. So please, this benediction only, in no circumstances, that will be this desire of, say, material desire in my heart. There will be no such desire. Take only give this benediction. I don't want any other benediction. He says, because only this desire, this material desire, entangles the conditioned soul here. Isn't it? So he wanted that benediction. Another benediction. Diyamanu nangrunhanti mat sevanum vina. Lord says this thing. I want to offer all the benedictions to my devotees, but they don't accept it. They don't accept it. Diyamanu nangrunhanti. Though I give, they don't accept. You understand? Mat sevanum vina. Only they want to serve me, nothing else. As Mahaprabhu is teaching. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitamba jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani sure bhavata bhakti rohit ki tohi. Nothing. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari kavitam, no liberation. Only bhavata bhakti rohit ki tohi. Only a lot of devotion. Let me serve you life to life. This is pure devotion. Any more questions?
Yeah, these are the questions. Is it possible for someone like myself, in the position I'm in now, my spiritual master fell down, and is it possible for me to perform bhakti?
Why not?
It's possible.
Why not? Why impossible?
I just wondered, I wasn't sure.
There's nothing impossible. Human life is meant for that. You see? Durlabham manusam janamam. Repeatedly say. This manusa janamam, the human form of life is durlabham, rarely achieved. And what is its purpose? It's only one purpose. Prati bhakti. Paramarthala. So, if your life is meant for that, why can't you get it?
Someone said that if you don't have a bona fide initiation, then there's no question of performing bhakti. Is this correct?
Yes. That's not completely correct. Partially correct.
Partially.
You understand? Vikhya prasarja vidhi apikhya na kare. Jvāspurśya chāndāle sabri uttāre. His name is so powerful. You understand? It doesn't need initiation. You understand? Vikhya prasarja apikhya na kare. Jvāspurśya chāndāle sabri uttāre. You understand? If he touches the tongue, that means he will recite this name, the tongue. If the name is pure, then you can get. How could Ajamila get, you see? Such a sinful person, most sinful person, Ajamila. Isn't it? Only one secrecy he had during his childhood days. He had some association with sadhus. So in his youth, he committed so many sinful activities. Though he was a Brahmin, he kept a prostitute. You understand? And he fell down from his Brahminical status. He committed so many sinful activities. Chitragupta had compiled a very large, you see, book mentioning the sins committed by Ajamila. But when he was going to die, when Jamadutas came, very fearful, he was very much terrified, frightened, out of fear, he only called out his son Narayan. He has kept his name of his youngest son Narayan. You see, Narayan is the name of the Lord. How could he keep such a name? That is the result of secrecy. You understand? And he was liking his youngest son very much. So he was uttering Narayan many times. So only he called his son. He didn't call Lord Narayana. He called his son. Oh, Narayana, where are you? Come to me. As soon as he called, uttered this name Narayana, all his sins were destroyed. You see. So Vishnu Dutas appeared immediately and threatened the Jamadutas, get out of here. You can't touch this. The body of this person is now relieved of all sinful reactions. Such is the mahatmya, glory of the name, holy name, you see. He was not initiated. You understand? But he could get that stage, nama bhasa stage. We have three stages there are. Offensive chanting, chanting names with offense. That's the offensive chanting. Then next is nama bhasa. That means one is conscious of offenses and trying his best to eradicate the offenses one by one and not committing any more offenses. That is middle stage, that's the nama bhasa stage. Then offenseless stage, chanting pure name. Three stages. And Adhamila God is nama bhasa stage. You understand? In nama bhasa, one can get mukti, liberation. You understand? All the reactions of his karma is destroyed thereby. But in pure name, one can get prem. Thereby he can get Krishna. Then say, so initiation means that prem. Prem is there. That prem cannot be achieved without guru. No, no, no. You may attain that stage, nama bhasa stage, and get liberation, but no prem. This is difference. You understand? You understand? Therefore, this is required. Sikhya and Dikhya. Two things are required. You cannot go without one. You understand?
To get prem, you have to have both have to be there.
Both. Sikhya, Dikhya. You understand? Both are required.
If the Diksha is not complete, if it falls down, and you have Shiksha, still you cannot get prem.
All right, if you have Sikhya, thereby you could understand Tattva,
yeah.
Then you can know what is the need of Dikhya. Sikhya will give you that thing. So it is needed. It is needed. So?
So the Shiksha, he will give you it, yeah?
Yes. Then you can understand, yes, this is needed. So I must get it. So after that, Guru give you initiation, Dikhya. What happened? You understand? The acharyas give example about Sikhya and Dikhya. Dikhya means samandha jnana, establishing relationship with Krishna. You understand? That's Dikhya. Dikhyati sa prakta desikai tattva kodidi. Jiva Goswami has said that thing. The definition of Dikhya. You understand? Dikhya jnana tattva pradya tattva papasa sankhayam. Dikhyati sa prakta desikai tattva kodidi. Jiva Goswami gives his definition of Dikhya. That means Dikhya means is not only this thing only uttering some mantra. No. Dibya jnanam gata dadhyaya. Dikhya Guru gives dibya jnanam, transcendental knowledge. That is the knowledge of relationship with Krishna. Thereby all your sinful activities will be, the reaction of your sinful activities will be destroyed. Pāpaśya saṅkhiyam. Genshin. That is Dikhya. And Ācāryas give this example about Dikhya and Sikhya, that your leg is dangling in the air. Dangling in the air. You understand? So Dikhya Guru's business is that he fixes your leg on the land of Vrindavan. That's Dikhya. Now, relationship is established. Then, Shikyaku's business is to teach you how to move. You will not stand still, you'll move. This is the cancer. They both are equal. And another question, and very often many devotees ask this question. All right, our legs have been fixed now. Because we have been initiated. So what is need of now? Reinitiation. That question is very often asked. Very often asked. That question, isn't it? Still some are not willing to take reinitiation. You understand? But this is not once done. This is an ongoing process. Because the guru, spiritual master, the relationship with the spiritual master is eternal. It is not once done and finished. You understand? It is eternal relationship. And he's always there to help you. How you'll achieve success in the spiritual path. You understand? Oh, I have fixed his leg on this land of Vrindavan. What he is doing? Is he firmly fixed or not? He's there to watch. And he helps. If you're initiating guru, first down, I will help you. In that respect. Do you understand? Do you understand? So this is an ongoing process. It's very subtle science. We should not concoct. And most important thing is that one should be very serious. You understand? One should be very serious. My revered spiritual master, Prabhupada Maharaj, repeatedly says, take it seriously. This is for serious students, isn't it? So, most important, one should be serious. And our thought is that, who is Guru? Paramatma. Guru is the manifestation of Paramatma. Huh? Kathopanishad said that way. Nyamatma pravachana labhyana medhayana bhavnastu tena. Jama vaisharunke tena labhya kasetse atma vibhrunke tena svam. Kathopanishad said this way. That Paramatma who is in the heart of his body, known as Chaitya Guru, he assumes a body and appears as Guru. Before whom? Before a serious student. One who is very serious. How to know Paramatma Tattva? He appears. Because he is in the heart, you know. You understand? Those who are not so serious, so they have been cheated. You understand? They have only followed a path, light, a flock of sheep. Flock of sheep!
Oh, sheep, sheep.
Gandalika Sukanyai, he said. Gandalika Sukanyai. Have you seen a flock of sheep? The flock is going. There is a leader, a head. If leader jumps into a ditch, the whole flock will jump. They never go the other way. And that happens. This is lacking seriousness.